Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Well, I want to talk to you this weekend and next weekend, a two-part series. As you know, last weekend, we talked about what do you do in a crisis. And I gave you 3 points, 3 action steps. Don't react, do respond, and reach out to others. You remember I gave you the illustration how that when you're given medication, and I talked about how I was given morphine and how my body reacted, and I'm not exaggerating, I about died. That little monitor and that little beep, beep, beep almost stopped beeping, and the siren went off, and they came running into my emergency room. I just about graduated early, right? Because I reacted. Well, doctors don't want us to react to medicine. They want us to respond. And so we talked about 3 points last week, what to do in a crisis. If you weren't gathering with us, you didn't gather last weekend, you can go online. I think on our website, you pick that up. But this weekend and next weekend, I want to talk about what we need to succeed. Look what the guys have got in here. What we need to succeed. In fact, it's in the season that we're in. What do we need to succeed in this season? Because I just want to remind you, my brother and sister who I love so much, and my newfound friend, I just want to remind you, this is a season. This is a season. I want to share with you this weekend and next weekend, 2 parts, on what do we need to succeed in the season that we're in. And I just want you to know that those of us who've given our life to God and we've surrendered and yielded to the leading of the Holy Spirit, that He will lead you through. He will lead me through. He will lead us through this. I like the phrase in the Bible, this too shall pass. And it will. I like the phrase in the Bible where it says in Corinthians that everything that we see is subject to change. Wow, how fast is everything changing around us right now? So I just want to share with you today a couple of things that we're going to need to succeed in the season. It's just a season that we're in. We're going to need a sustainable plan. We're going to need a sustainable plan. You've heard it. I've heard it. Those who fail to plan to fail. Those who fail to plan to fail. So we need a sustainable plan. And Proverbs 16, verse 9, guys have got it on the screen. Here's what it says. We should make plans. Proverbs 16, 9. We should make plans. So we should make plans. Then counting on God to direct us. We have our part, and God has His part. When we do our part, God does His part. So we should make plans, and then counting on God to direct us, and bless or correct or adjust our plans. Having a plan gives you confidence. Having a plan gives you security. Having a plan gives you security, stability, confidence, and direction. And we all need that right now, right? So what do we need to succeed in the season that we're in? I want to give you 4 things. But before I do, I have one more verse I want to share with you. And that's 1 John chapter 2 and verse 14. And I want to read it to you from the King James Version first, and then we're going to go to the Amplified. But 1 John 2:14. Now watch this. This is powerful. God's word is God's word to us, right? So look what it says. I've written to you, fathers, because you've known Him that is from the beginning. That's Jesus. You've known Him. I've written unto you, young men. Notice different maturity levels, young and old. Not just in natural years, but spiritual growth. Because you are strong. Boy, notice we've highlighted that word strong. You and I, the Bible says that we're to put on the armor of God and we're to be strong in the Lord. And the power of His might. Someone told me yesterday a quote of A.W. Tozer, and I like it. Tozer said, when the world is a coward, the church needs to be fearless. When the world is scared, the church needs to be fearless. We need to be strong. You know what? If you and I know how to be strong in this season, we'll have a witness. We'll have impact. We'll get noticed. Doors will open. People will come to us. When they'll say, you know, how can you be strong with this virus and all the change that's going on and everything that's happening and the restrictions, limitations, and a change of schedule? How can you be strong? And then we'll have an opportunity to share the good news. So notice he said that you're strong because you're strong. And why are they strong? What is giving them the strength that they need in the struggle that's going on? What's giving them, what's the source? It's not the media. It's not the news. It's not the internet. It's not Facebook. But it's the book. What is giving them the strength? I want to know the source of strength. I want to know, where are you getting all that strength? How to be up in a down world. How to soar and not sink. How to fly and not fall. How to climb and not crawl. How to overcome and not be overcome. How to have victory over the virus. What's the source? And he goes on to tell us, it's the Word of God that's abiding in you. Oh, my brother and sister, I'm so glad we're a Word church. I'm so glad that for 36 years we've been teaching people the Word of God in a practical manner, leading people to a God who's for them, letting them know that God has a purpose and a plan for their life, being taught how to be a doer and not just a hearer of God's Word. Because the source of their strength, which will be the source of our strength, will come from the Word of God. I want to encourage you, limit in your life right now that which is breeding fear. Limit in our life right now that which is breeding fear. And we need to feed our faith like never before. Bible reading plan. Wow, we've been talking about that since the cows came home, right? So notice he said, you're strong, but you're strong because the Word of God, that's the Bible, promises are abiding in you. Now, I looked that word abiding, and how do we get the Word to abide in us in tough times, in a crisis? How do you and I create and make our home, our gathering, our small group, our watch party, how do we make it an oasis in a crisis? How do we make our home an oasis? How do we make our watch parties, our small groups, an oasis in a crisis? How do we do that? It says right there, we do it from the Word of God that's abiding in our spirit. That word abiding lets me know that the Word comes to stay and stick. It's planted. It's not just on the surface. It's not just I hear it, but don't do it. It's not just, you know, I used to know it, but I haven't been applying it. No, when it's abiding, it's alive. It means to take up residence and be at home. How does that happen? You ready? For meditation. Through meditation. Through meditation, didn't God tell Joshua in the Old Testament, didn't he say, be strong? And he said, be of a good courage. But then he said, how to do it? Meditate on the Bible day and night, night and day. There it is. There's the key. There's the antidote for this virus. There is that we get to know, you and I, how we can be strong in this season. What we need to succeed is to be in the book and the book be in us. What we need to succeed is a daily time of meditating on the promises of God, such as we gave you last week, Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for there is nothing to fear. 7 words that will quiet and still and calm and make your house an oasis in this crisis. Oh, my goodness. So notice he said that you're strong because the word of God is abiding in you and you have overcome. We're talking about overcoming. We're talking about victory over the virus. This is how it comes. Now, let me read it to you from the Amplified Version. Then I'm going to give you four things we'll need, okay? And a couple stories. Hang with me now. So he says, I write to you, fathers, because you've come to know, recognize, and you're conscious, God conscience. I like that. Of him who's existed from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong. And look, because the word of God, I bring the Amplified because of the word always. That's significant. It's not enough just on Saturday or Sunday or Wednesday, but always. Oh, my goodness. Things are changing from day to day. 24 hours, things will be different from now. And what's the key for stability and security and an even keel and an oasis and a crisis? It's meditating on the word of God day and night, night and day. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. You meditate on that, it gives you a sound mind. So he said, and the word of God is always, say that with me right there in your watch party, your small group, your family, right there where you've gathered, say that with me, always. One more time, put the coffee down, put the soda down, always. So he said, always abiding in you, in your hearts, and you have been made victorious over the wicked one. Here's how we have the victory over the virus. Here's how we have the strength for the struggle. Here's how we make a crisis into an oasis. We're talking about what we need to succeed. And can I share with you four things, okay? Real quickly. Number one, we're going to need courage. They all start with the letter C. We're all going to need courage. Wow. We're all going to need courage. And notice that we've already read it, that God's word is a source of courage. And here's what I know. It's so important, then, watch me now. Courage will come from encouragement. It's so important. Here's takeaway. Here's a homework until next weekend. Is that I double dog dare you and challenge you to encourage yourself every day in the Lord. Didn't the Bible say, story in the Old Testament, David, it says, when he lost everything, you know, the enemy came in and took everything, took his wife, his children, their stuff, everything. It says that they wanted to stone him. His friends were against him. They were angry. They were mad. They were bitter. They were taking it out on David, and nobody was encouraging him. David was depressed, and David did this. He made a decision like you and I have to do, get to do. He encouraged himself. And that encouragement gave him courage to get up, rally the troops, and go out and conquer the enemy and recover, everyone say recover, everything that had been taken from them. I just want to encourage you that on the other side of this virus, on the other side of this season, you might have lost some things. I might have lost some things during it. But if we stay courageous and full of courage on the other side, we'll recover all and then some more in Jesus' name. So we're going to need courage. I remember years ago, story. I remember years ago when Daniel, one of our sons, our firstborn, I remember when Daniel was a little guy, a real little guy. I don't remember how little he was. He was like 5 or 6, something like that. We were in Branson, and you know, we went there every summer for vacation, and there was a water slide. Silver Dollar City in their campground, we camped out, the campground, had a water slide. And I would take Daniel, I'd put him on my lap, and we'd get on the mat, we'd go down the water slide, we'd have fun, blah, blah, blah. So finally one day I said, Daniel, it's time for you to go down that water slide by yourself. No, Daddy. No, I'm afraid. I'm not going down there by myself. No, no, no. And he'd jump up and down and say, no, Daddy, I'm not doing it. And I say, Daniel, you can do it. No, Daddy, no, I can't. I'm afraid. No, I can't go down that water slide by myself. No. I said, Daniel, you can do it. I said, Daniel, here's what you do. Let's quote scripture. And honestly, if I'm lying, God fry me right now. I gave him 2 Timothy 1:7. He's 5 or 6. I said, Daniel, begin to say it out loud. For God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. So he started saying that. And I saw something happen. I saw transformation, like maybe some of you need in your small group right now, your gathering, your watch party, your family, your friends. I saw transformation, a change over him. And you know what he did? I said, now, Daniel, when you get on the mat and you go down the slide, I'm going to be down at the bottom. I'll be there to catch you. But Daniel, I want you to quote that scripture. We're talking about what we need to succeed in the season we're in. We need courage. I said, Daniel, I want you to quote that scripture on the way down there. Just like, and he's, you know, the executive pastor of our church today. He's 41 years young, but I can still remember years ago, I can still hear his little voice going down the waterside through those trees at Branson, Civil Dollar City camping grounds. I can still hear it. I heard him say, "For God has not given me." And he's going down that. And you know what? He made it. What gave him courage? The Word of God. What gave him courage? Someone encouraging him. So homework, every day, make it a point to encourage yourself in the Lord. Then number two, make it a point to encourage someone else. Encourage someone else. Because we're going to need courage. What is courage? I looked it up in my Bible dictionary. It means an inner strength. It means an inner strength. It means an attitude of strength. It means willing to be bold, step out, and take a risk. It means an inner strength. These are all Bible definitions from Bible dictionaries. It means an inner strength to face head on your challenges. Not to run from them, not to shrink from them, not to give up, but stand up, be bold, be strong, and face the giant. Wow, that's courage. What do we need to succeed? Number two, we need calmness. Calmness. Wow. I just like the sound of that word, don't you? Calmness. I looked that word calmness up. And you say, Pastor, I can't find it in the Bible. Well, in the Bible, you'll see it as still. You'll see it as stillness. You'll see it also as patience. There are several synonyms for the word calm in the Bible. But I want to land on, you know, being still, stillness. And then I looked it up in the Taurus, and it said that calmness, a synonym for calmness is under control. Under control. Calmness. We're going to need it to succeed in the season that we're in. Story. I'm reading a book right now by Winston Churchill. It's all about Winston Churchill while the bombs were going off in London, when they were under attack and, you know, they were underground and they were getting blitzed, you know, by Germany on London. And in the book, I'm reading it right now, and there was a time in Churchill in those days that were going on, they said he was out of control, that he had lost his temper, that he was yelling at his friends and his comrades and his cabinet, and he had a personal guard that was head of Scotland Yard that was a good friend, and said he was cussing at him, cursing at him, and he was just treating everybody badly. He was out of control, out of control. And I'm reading this biography. It's really good. And all of a sudden, one day, his wife, she went to him, and she said, Winston, you got to stop. He said, stop what? She said, you've got to stop. You are out of control. You need to go back and lead like you used to lead. Wow. Watch this now. Don't miss it. And he said to her, Winston said to his wife, Clementine, said, well, how did I used to lead? And here's what she said. You used to always lead, you ready? With calm. You used to always lead with calm. Oh, my goodness. And that was the turning point of when London was being blitzed by the German bombers. It said that he totally had a transformation and went back to his style of leading with calm. You know, I think that you and I have been called for such a time as this to lead our family, lead our church, lead our small group, lead our community through this, lead them through. But it's going to take leading with calm. Wow. And how do you get calm then, Pastor? I got it. You know, I could think of more stories. Maybe I'll tell you more stories next weekend, okay? Part two of this, what you need to succeed. I'm just about out of time. But we're going to need calmness because we're going to have our emotions under control. And that's why isolation, without being with people, without gathering with our church family, without being in a small group, isolation isn't good for us spiritually. God didn't create us to be lone rangers. And psychologists will tell you that when we're lone rangers, that it affects us emotionally. So one of the greatest things for our emotions to be stable is to be with people of like precious faith. And I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of all of you that are gathering, that are on the chat room. I'm so proud of all of you that are in small groups, that you're calling your friends. You're calling our brothers and sisters throughout the week. You're encouraging yourself. You're encouraging other people. You're going to lead with courage. Number two, you're going to lead with calmness. That's huge. And number three, we're going to need confidence. As the guys come out, we're going to need confidence. We're going to need to succeed. We're going to need courage. And then number two, I forgot you told me. Yeah, we're going to need calmness. We're going to have some stabilizers. And we'll elaborate next weekend in our services on that. And number three, we're going to need confidence. Without confidence, you and I can't fulfill the will of God. I gave you that scripture last weekend in our gathering online. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 34 through 36. It says you have need of confidence to do the will of God. Without confidence, you and I will give up. You and I will give in. You and I will compromise. You and I will shrink. We'll water down. We'll let fear diminish our life. Don't do that. Don't do that. I want you to know that my family and our team, we're praying for you. And you're going to start receiving more prayer calls from those of you in different departments on our dream team. And we're going to be asking you to come and serve and help and reaching out. We want to start new ministries. Pastor, what? We want to start new ministries because there are new needs in our church, in our family, our community, our neighborhoods, and we're going to need you. And you're going to need that confidence. And then what do I need to succeed? Thank you, Lord. Number four, I'll start with the letter C. You're still on that, Pastor. Yeah. We need connection. We need one another. Most important things in life are not things, they're relationships. Aren't you glad we made that a power phrase for our dream team and our church? Really need it now. Really need it now. We really need to gather every weekend. You know people that you live next to, you live with, you work with, you've gone to school with, that need what we're doing on the weekends when we gather together and have church. Get them on a watch party. Get them in a small group. Invite them to your home. You know, it's so important. Let's take advantage of this difficult season. Let's turn the crisis into an oasis. Let's focus on the things that we need to succeed. Amen. I want to let you know, we'll continue part two of this next weekend, but I want to pray for you right now. Everyone right now, new friend, maybe you've been coming for a long time. Maybe you've visited once in a while. Maybe you're visiting this weekend. I just want to ask you, do you know God? Do you have Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? Do you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit? What do I need that for? Because you and I need help, and we need a strength greater than our own, and we want to be led through this and come out on the other side better. I need God every day. I need the Holy Spirit every day to guide me. So those of you right now, everyone, you would say in the small groups, the watch parties, those of you that are gathered together, family, and you say, Pastor, I don't know God, but I want a relationship with God. Or those of you that have a relationship, but you say, oh my, Pastor, I need to reprioritize, evaluate, examine, adjust, correct. Pastor, I'm going to do what you said. I'm not going to let this beat me. I'm going to let it build me. I'm going to rise up and be a leader. I'm going to be strong in the Lord. I'm going to make a difference right now. I'm going to help people. Pastor, pray for me. If that's you right there, would you just let us all know, take the next step? You know, there's a button on your screen to let us know that you're praying this prayer with me right now. And then Tommy's going to come in a moment and tell us the next step. But before Tommy comes, I want to lead you in a prayer. Right there where you're at, just say it after me. Heavenly Father, I'm a sinner. I repent. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He died for me and He rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive you now. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.